Sideline to sideline, and also is able to come downhill. I feel like I'm pretty much versatile.
So you think it would be a seamless adjustment or transition if they asked you to move outside?
Yeah, I don't think it would be too difficult for me because I played there. Yeah. So I have a little experience there. I played 3 years, kind of rotating between the two. So I definitely got a lot of experience at it.
In terms of Florida State, you guys probably haven't had a very good reputation of producing NFL pros since Donald Dockett on the defensive end. What do you think about yourself that's going to dispel that myth?
Pretty much just my character and my ability to work, doing whatever I can do to contribute to that team. And that's pretty much just the goal I had to take to change that mentality. Pretty much just put Florida State back on the map and represent as well as an organization.
What's a team that's selecting you going to get in a NFL player?
You're going to get a person with great character. Great character, great leadership, very disciplined. Really, pretty much just somebody who's going to come in, ready to contribute on special teams, do whatever I can to help the team any kind of way.
Nigel, there's six Seminoles here this week. How much of a help is that having on some of your teammates here to go through this experience and process with you?
It's definitely a help because if I need somebody to talk to, I can talk to them. But it's funny you would say that because I haven't seen none of them. and it's pretty much been everybody's been running around doing interviews and have to be somewhere medically or anything like that. So pretty much just been a lot of running around so far.
The fact that six of you were invited, though, do you think that's kind of helping, like you said, the legacy of FSU? You guys have traditionally produced some quality players. It's just been a little bit light lately.
Yes, it's definitely putting our name back out there. A couple years we have dropped off and wasn't really getting a lot of guys invited to the combine. So last year was another first year that we had, like, I think we had four or five guys come. So pretty much if we just keep producing and keep increasing as a team and a great organization, I think we'll be back here. A lot of players to come back.
Do you understand what caused that drop off? I mean, you guys were still winning, not at the same level that FSU was used to winning, but you were still winning.
I can't really say what caused it. It was just something that happened, I guess. I feel like it seems like in Florida, it's kind of like a rotation with the teams between us, UF, and Miami. To me, it seems like a rotation, like each one has their turn. But I feel like pretty much it wasn't really a certain reason. It just happened, you know.
What's the interview process been like with all these NFL teams and what they're asking you and trying to get to know you?
They've been asking me all kind of questions from when I was a little boy to now. So pretty much just trying to figure out my background and know me as a person.
Is there one strange question that stands out so far, one total curveball?
Nah, I wouldn't say anything too strange. You kind of come in knowing you got to expect anything and everything from the coaches because they want to find out. And any question they ask you, they pretty much already know the answer to anyways.
What are your measurements, Nigel, as far as height and weight?
I know I weighed at 241. I'm not sure what his exact height was. And I think my wingspan was a 79, if I'm not mistaken.
Are there any current NFL players that you watch and try to kind of emulate?
Patrick Willis and Ray Lewis, most definitely. I love watching those two guys, great players. Ray Lewis is a future Hall of Famer. I'm pretty sure Patrick Willis probably will be too. you pretty much just gotta try to. I try to model my game after them a little bit.
What parts of their game do you kind of see in your own strengths?
Physicality. I definitely see that as a strength. Sideline to sideline, their ability to get sideline to sideline, and also their ability to coverage.
Do you see any outside linebackers that you've looked at lately?